I'd say for the most part, Dynamite Grand Slam was actually a pretty good night, minus, you know, the one match where we all pretty much guessed what that match was that I thought was underwhelming, but they do have that problem. But otherwise, new champions were crowned, some stories were extended, and some moments we wanted to happen finally happened. So we'll get to that all here in a few seconds after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. So the real question is, what is everyone's thoughts on AEW Dynamite Grand Slam last night? I thought they actually did a lot of good things in there, a lot of championship matches, and most of them were actually really, really good, except for the one, well, I didn't really have a lot of hopes going into, and well, it confirmed why I didn't really have any high hopes going into it. It's what they do. Can't make it all good, but there was some really good stuff in there, endings that we expected to happen. We did get to see a new arrival to AEW. Pretty sure by now we all know who it was, but I'll get to it when we get there. And main event was great. So I thought they had a lot of good stuff. I thought they did a good job. Just some stuff that needed to tweak. Start off, Chris Jericho defeating Claudio Castagnoli for the Ring of Honor Heavyweight Championship. And again, really, I just see it as another reign to add to Jericho's list of accomplishments in the business. Now he can say he was the Ring of Honor champion at some point. They could put some number 8 in total in his career. I do find it how all of them talk trash about WWE all the time, though, because we always hear it no matter who it is, really. And yet, they count all those championship reigns in their total championships, which, I mean, they did do it, but with all the trash they talk about it, it's funny how those count. That always kind of made me chuckle, but shout out to Aubrey Adams as well, first female to officiate a Ring of Honor championship match. And I thought they did a really good job. I thought they put together, you know, a good match, a good story there. Of course, it ends with Jericho. Low blow. Gets the win. New champion. I think they're going to have it, you know, down the road later. I think they're going to have him drop it back to Claudio. I really honestly do. Somewhere down the road, I think this is really just one more thing that he could say he did in his career. Maybe it'll bring something else out of Claudio. I'm not sure. But I think they're going to have him drop it back to him at some point. It has to be. Or someone else. Otherwise, it'd be really disappointing they made such a big deal about him finally being a world champion. And then he drops it to Jericho right away and never gets it again. I mean, he had 5 defenses in that amount of time that he held the title. But it would just seem really just cheap, maybe is the right word. If they don't have him, you know, drop it back to him, and that's just the end of it. He had the title for 10 seconds, and it's over. Time will tell. I did like, he still had Garcia give him the most half-assed high five ever with the Ring of Honor Pure Championship on his shoulder. Thought that was, you know, continuing on the story with that, where he still came down to celebrate, but, you know, in an unenthused way, which is another, again, just a little wrinkle to keep it going, see where they're going to go with that. Because, again, he can wrestle. It's just looking at him, you know, I have a physical, you know, problem with. But Danny Garcia can wrestle. So we'll see how they drag all that out. But, again, new champion, Chris Jericho, congratulations to him. We'll see when they drop it, who he gives it back to. He gives it to Claudio. It's, you know, we'll see how they play all of that out, but there was a hell of a way to start out the show. And again, you hear me say it repeatedly, they really seem to know how to start shows and end shows, just the middle of the shows that they have to figure out, especially Rampage, which is going to be 2 hours this week. So hopefully that doesn't absolutely suck. But yeah, they're really good at starting them, and that was a good way. And we went into right into another good thing with the acclaimed Platinum Max Caster, Anthony Bowens, defeating Swerve in Our Glory to become the new AEW Tag Champs, finally. And talking about it for forever, and the crowd, I mean, the crowd was ready for it. Everyone seemed ready for it, and to have them be the ones to beat them, you know, so they're finally tag champs, actually made a lot of sense to me. You know, good for the acclaimed. Are some of his raps terrible? Yes, but they can wrestle, and it was really cool to see it finally happen again. You know, Swerve Strickland, Keith Lee, they're going to move on to other things. There's other championships at some point that we know that they're going to want. They're going to want to go after. And I thought it was a good way to at least use both of them when they were both there, put them together, have them be tag champs for a little bit, use them in a good, proper way. I don't know where they're going to go with it going forward. If we're going to see, a rematch, no rematch, and they just turn on each other before that. I mean, there's a lot of different ways they can play all of it. Do they have Swerve go heel? They have Keith. I mean, how do they play it all? I'm intrigued to see how they do all of that. But I think it leaves them a lot of open room to do a lot of good things. You got to see Billy Gunn drop that Famouser. I haven't seen one of those in a while. Outside Swerve, ref didn't see it. That's how it all started and ended. And the "Oh, Scissor Me, Daddy" chants during the match was pretty cool because normally we can't get people to say, like, three words that are very similar without stumbling through it. And that was a great way to get number two match. It's a hell of a way to get it going. Like, they did a good job with that all night long. Tony Schiavone was about to interview Wheeler Yuta before MJF interrupted. And I even kind of enjoyed that segment just because we all know what MJF can do. On the mic, we all know that, but it was good to see Wheeler Yuta show some kind of personality or anything. Yeah, he speaks. He can speak. Is he the greatest? No. But talking up there with MJF, I mean, it's a perfect person to talk to. And I actually kind of enjoyed the segment, them playing it out after with Tony, up at the broadcast table, commentating table. Yeah, that hurt my head how much they mentioned it, but I like the segment. Again, MJF with a good headbutt. Wheeler shoves down Tony. They kept talking about that all night. And then William Morrissey pulls Wheeler off of MJF. Dynamite Diamond Ring. Good night. But again, they showed some kind of personality with, Wheeler, which a lot of us would probably, please, where is it? Because we know he has the capabilities. I mean, I imagined he did. Working with Regal and them, he has to be able to know how to actually talk, regardless of how you like their style or anything. I have a pretty good group there. And he never really showed anything. I didn't like him in the Best Friends. I think this version of Wheeler is way better than that version ever could have been. I think all of us can agree with that. And that was just dumb, but I don't know where they're gonna go with it. That's really it. I don't know where they're gonna go with any of it, but because Wheeler's in the Blackpool Combat Club, that adds to all the trash. MJF has been talking to Mox for the last couple weeks to keep that going. And that, my friends, that's the right thing to do, regardless of how you feel about him. At least it did slightly give away how the title match was gonna go, the way they had him talking up Mox, MJF, that is. But really good to see, again, Wheeler get, some personality, and it all plays into all of that, which, storytelling for weeks on end is hard for them. They normally throw matches together and we're just sitting there going, what the hell? Especially for Rampage. Like, okay, yeah, that's going to make people watch it. Big thumbs up. So I like it. And it was good to see, William Morrissey, formerly known as Big Cass, and how that whole run ended with him with the machine. To see him sober and all that is a really cool thing. So I enjoy seeing that too. I wish it'd be used as more than MJF's heavy, but I'm sure that time will come somewhere. I'm just excited to see him back and doing well and healthy. So thanks. I believe DDP was involved in that one too. So shout out to DDP for yet another one, because him and Enzo, I mean, they were hot. And then, well, again, bad habits and all kinds of things reared their ugly head, demons, and well, it was a great, great fall. That hopefully this leads to something else, down the line for him, whether it's an AEW, a singles career, goes back to the machine. Who knows what the hell's going to happen? But hopefully it's something good. The Bastard Pack defeated Orange Cassidy to remain All Atlantic champion. The crowd was into it. I will give them that. I thought it was a good match. Again, this is something about, like, I respect what Orange Cassidy could do at his size and just with his hands in his pockets, because he's more coordinated than most people with his hands in his pockets flipping around. It's just, not my thing. Can I say? I mean, those matches have moments, but we all know what they're going to be when he puts his hands in his pocket. Like, it really is the same thing. And I know everyone has that, but I just don't dig it. I understand how people can like it, just not my thing. But using the bell hammer outside the ring It's Orange Cassidy throws him in there, and an award should go to the referee for playing off being that confused as to what the hell happened the whole entire time when he saw him roll him in there in the pin and afterwards and everything. So congratulations to the referee. But I'm guessing now he attacked Pac. Pac got him with the hammer to retain. I imagine that means it's not over. Not yet, not by a long shot, but time will tell. Hopefully it is. Again, it's not an Orange Cassidy guy. I understand why people like him. And he is very athletic and stuff he could do. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't sit well with me, personally. Kind of like the match between Toni Storm, Serena Deeb, Athena, and Britt Baker, where Tony gets the quick, you know, roll up the crucifix and all that to remain interim AEW Women's Champion. I just, you know, sorry, that match, there's just something about it. It just looks awkward when they're all in that ring. I don't know what it is, but I didn't dig it. Like, and I give it the benefit of the doubt. I try, you know, every single time to go in there, you know, open-minded, give them the benefit of the doubt and all of that. And it just, I don't know, there's something about it. It just looks awkward as hell. Low point of the night for me. Because again, even, you know, I don't like Orange Cassidy, but what he could do is entertain. The women's matches just seem so awkward, haphazard, thrown together. There's some sketchiness. Like, I don't know. I don't feel it. But we did get to see Toni Storm again successfully defend the Interim AEW Women's Championship in Britt. The awkward ass whooping comes afterwards. Here comes Jamie. And we got to see Saraya make her debut. I was so hoping that H was going to give her a call and she'd be back at the machine and doing stuff there, because it's just weird to see her not there. And, you know, from all the times we've seen people come there, I mean, they just throw them in dumb things. And then after a while, they're not being used. And I really don't want to see her used that way. And also, I mean, who are they going to have her work with? I mean, it's her neck. And all those injuries and issues, who are they going to have her work with that it won't be, like, bad? Like, ending bad with her neck and all of that. Granted, there's a lot, there are competent people there, but, you know, there's a lot of sloppiness and weirdness in there and a lot of inexperience, which inexperience can cause one wrong move and it could all be over for her again. And I just don't want to see that happen. Hopefully it goes better than everyone else that goes in. I mean, look at Toni. She's at least interim champion. But, I mean, Ruby didn't work out very well. Athena, really nothing so far. You know, she's lost title matches. That's about it. She showed up, she lost, vanished, she showed up again. Like, it just hasn't worked out good for any of them. So I don't know why people keep going, as there's already so many. It's an inflated roster, to say the least, for her to probably end up wrestling on, like, Dark and stuff a bunch. I don't like it. I hope they prove me wrong. And I hope she stays completely safe. I don't like it. And it was a down, it was that saved, you know, that whole entire segment there for that match. So congratulations for him doing that. But, man, I was hoping Triple H would get her back. I'm not going to lie. To see her work with all of those people would have been nice. Yeah. You know, just because of how she started there, how long she was there. But you never know. Time will tell. She might go back. The main event had Jon Moxley defeated Bryan Danielson to once again become AEW Heavyweight Champion. I enjoyed the match. I thought they had a great story and all that. I just want to know why the hell they had him drop it to Punk in the first place. And he was supposed to go on vacation, because of all that, he had to come back and not go on vacation just to get the title back. Now he's not. But again, they had MJF go out there and build it versus Punk. So, Mox, Jesus wept, it's too early. But, yeah. I'm okay with him being champion. I thought Brian would be, you know, just to give it to him so he could work with all the young guys. Him and MJF would be good. You know, a lot more. He could take his vacation and his break, but it's a good move. It's a really good move. I would have put, you know, Brian on that way. When Mox, after all the trash that MJF talked, he could take the title off of Brian because he's the next WWE guy that he gave him all that money. And then we could see Mox and MJF down the road. But now we get to see it now. We'll see if they actually pull the trigger and let MJF win the match, even though he has all of his goons. I'm sure something will happen, but it was the right move. I just don't get why they had him drop the belt in the first place. Like, again, like, that made no sense to me in any stretch of the imagination, which I normally, as you've listened for me, if you have been listening, me and Justin, when we talk fan-wise, business-wise, like, I can't figure out where the hell that made sense at all. again, I'm not the one making the big decisions, but it was just seemed weird. But overall, good night. Minus, I just didn't like the women's match. I'm sorry, there's just too much awkward and clunkiness. So we'll see where Yuta goes with all of that. See what happens between Swerve and Keith. See who Saraya works with and if they can protect her and all that. But thanks for watching. Thank you for listening again. Anchor, Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, Good Pods, Anchor, love Anchor, YouTube, Rumble and Cloud Hub, Facebook, Twitter, I'm everywhere. So find it. Let me know what you think. Subscribe, share it out to people. And until next time, my friends, peace.